Good afternoon and welcome everybody to the talk by Yuri Komarek on OSM vector tile in custom coordinate system. It's going to be a 20 minutes talk and 5 minutes for questions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for the introduction. So hi everyone, thanks for coming. I'm Yuri, I'm from the map tile team, and well, what we do is, like, apart from providing some beautiful base maps, those you can see, satellite maps, and so on, we are also working on a lot of open source projects. And today I'm going to present one of them, which is called Open Map Tiles. By using this project, this stack, you can create your own vector tiles, and you can also create them in your own coordinate systems. On the very beginning, not everybody here has, like, GIS background. So what are the different projections or the coordinate systems? What is it about? The issue is that the globe is, well, kind of round 3D object. Unfortunately, it's not flat. Otherwise, it would be really easy. And we are trying somehow to put this 3D globe into the two-dimensional screens or papers or whatever. And there are many ways how to do it. As you can see, a lot of them are, well, they are different, but they have one thing in common. All of them are wrong. The only difference is the aspect in which they are wrong. So let's start with the most common one, which is Mercator. You can see it, if you have ever been to openstreetmap.org, you can see it there. It's great, for instance, for navigation, because, yeah, it keeps the squares as they are. On the other hand, the biggest problem with this projection is in the sizes. So, for instance, here you can see the Greenland, which is much bigger than Europe. Well, in fact, it's almost like 5 times smaller than Europe, and not talking about the countries or the area around equator. There, the problem is much, much bigger. Well, the answer to this could be Gall-Peters projections, for instance, which is correct in showing the sizes. However, it's wrong in everything else, so you also don't want to use it, or you can. Then, for some reason, it disappeared. The second one in the middle, this is the French Lambert. This is the example of the local coordinate system, which was developed for a specific country. In this case, it was for France. I will talk about the local coordinate system later on. The third one is not Lambert, sorry. The third one, on the third picture, you can see how incorrect it is, because you know, obviously, that the Antarctica is not that, it has totally different shape than it is it has in reality. So, but it's really great to show the areas around the North Pole. But there are other ways how to show the globe, but none of them is really, it's, all of them are far from being perfect. Apart from the coordinate system, which are trying to show the global data, we have a lot of local coordinate systems, because historically speaking, a lot of maps, I would say most of the maps, were designed to show some local data, some kingdoms or even smaller areas like cities and so on. And for them, it was much better to define their own coordinate system which fits their needs. If you take an example of, well, let's say Norway, you can see the problem there. It's but it looks a little bit like me. It's like really tall and slim. And well, if you try to put me on the Mercator, my feet will be correct. My hips will be already like this and my head like that. So you don't want to do that. But well, apparently we are doing it with Norway. So a lot of those local coordinate systems were created, and they are still in use, even in the modern days, even for some smaller countries like Switzerland or Czech Republic, where this issue is not that big. However, it still stays there, and it will probably because it's required by the governments and some official bodies. So, yeah, here you can see. Here you can see the VGS84 vector tiles in this VGS84 projection, which is already available on the MapTire cloud. So you can go there and you can start using it. You can clearly see it looks somehow weird, especially on the really high zoom levels right now. So this is one of the examples of the coordinate system we already have. And now, if you want to use one of these coordinate systems, you have basically two options if you want to go with our stack. The first one, the easiest one, is just to go to maptire.com/cloud, create a free account, and, well, start using it. As I said, the VGS84 is there. Lambert is maybe already there. Like, our developers are working today on deployment, so if it's there, it's still hot. If not, it will be there today, tomorrow, Wednesday, latest. So check it out. And more coordinates are coming soon. What you have there, you can start using with open layers, which can show both the raster tiles and vector tiles, or you can also mix it. And we also offer it the XYZ, because we rasterize it on demand, VTMS or Static Maps API. So that's the easy way. And now, one more thing. Right now, there is this basic style. We will add more. And later on, we will also add the possibility of our customized tool, which is available for the maps in Mercator. But right now you can write or you can import any style which you create yourself. So the hack for today is like just create your own map using this tool or the edit tool, download it, just change the source and upload it back, and you have your own style. And now we are switching to open map tiles part, let's say. This is the way how you can do it. Any of you can do it. For those who still don't know open map tiles, this is the set of open source tool. Daily it is used by, we estimate, 200 million people. We don't know exactly how many because not everything is our users. It is already adopted by other companies like Carto, or I don't know if there is someone else who is using it. So we estimate 200 million people every day. It's available on openmaptiles.org or on GitHub. Or you can find it there, all the tools needed for building. How's it made? So first, there is this vector tile schema, which defines the layers and attributes. And this can be used with any kind of data. What we use most of the time is OpenStreetMap. However, for our own usage, we also mix it with other data. So for zoom level 0 till 4 or 5, we use natural earth because it has some much better look on those zoom levels. We are also adding Wikidata. The reason for that is are the translations, because every city is, or most of the cities are much better translated on Wikidata than on OSM. But you can also use it for your own data. It has been adopted by Luxembourg National Geoportal or the Cartographic Institute of Catalonia. Yeah, I can see. Yeah. it was also the inspiration for the UK Ordnance Survey Open Zoom Stack. How we are creating this? Well, if this is just like some overview how we are doing it, if you want some step-by-step guide, then you should search for Open Map Tiles State of the Map 2018. There was a presentation about this, so there is really like clear guide. But basically, you take the PBF file with OpenStreetMap data, you import it into the database, use PostGIS, and then you generate those vector tiles in the Webbox vector tile format. So at the end, you will also get, again, the PBF file in the MBTiles format. So it's quite confusing. You have PBF on the very beginning, but with the whole world, with like 10 of gigabytes of data, at the end, you have like a lot of those small PBFs in the form of vector tiles. And now you have the tiles. So the last step, how to transform those tiles into the real maps, it's you need to apply some kind of style. There are several of them. They are also available on the GitHub, so you can use it for the maps generated from OpenStreetMap, but also you can use it for your own data in case you stay compatible with the schema. So you can say, for instance, let's take everything from OpenStreetMap except for roads, because I have my own road. If you follow the schema, then you can get exactly the same output as here. And now we modified the flow a little bit, and to be able render the tiles in different coordinate systems. The difference is that at the end, we are storing in GeoPackage. The reason for that is the MBTiles format is, by definition, only in Mercator. So, and then, yeah, then you can already use it with OpenLayers and or with OL Mapbox style. So it looks really the same way as like the normal map. Since the last presentation at State of the Map 2018, we made two releases. 3.9 in November. The biggest change was in the water part, but also we added the multilingual street names. That's the case for countries like Belgium or Finland. They have also two official languages there. And in 3.10, we updated again the water layers and some boundaries, plus we added 4 new languages. Yes, also Basque. And what is planned for the future? Well, right now the situation is that we have a lot of repositories, and for the beginners, or even for us, it's really hard to orient in it. So we want to make it somehow easier. And what we are also trying to define and achieve is to have like the basic set, or to have a tool that creates the base map, I'd say, and then have additional repositories for some specific use cases. So the advantage is it's really easy somehow for the newcomers to start, and also to keep the size of the rendered files to some like normal size. And yeah, of course, if you are interested in what's going on, you should like follow it either our blog post or start following us on Twitter. So how to generate the map yourself? As I said, either you watch the presentation from the last year, or you can go to GitHub and there is the tutorial, plus there is this quick start shell script which you just run, and it will really guide you. There is also documentation on openmaptiles.org, and here you have also this this viewer when you can see all the features which are there. The other option is, of course, that you just download what is already pre-generated. That is, for most of the users, it is much better because, creating your own tiles is quite costly. So you can either download, it's free for non-commercial use, and, for prices if you are a business, so. There are also additional data layers. One of them is hill shading, a digital elevation model, plus satellite, which is missing here, but yeah, we have it as well. And the project vision, I already said it. We are trying to keep the size somehow low, between 60-70 gigabytes, and have just some base map which contains the important topographic information. And for the rest, there will be these custom additional layers. So what we already created, we created one sample layer. It's available on the GitHub. It's a layer which contains the things for skiing, like slopes and lifts and things like that. And we are also thinking about other things, other use cases. This is not done by us, unfortunately, but it's really beautiful. For those who don't know, this is Open Infrastructure Map. And they are using it for showing, all the electric infrastructure and so on. What we are working on right now, this is this hiking map. And as I said on the very beginning, this is not the only thing which we are working on. We have other open source project. The full list is on maptile.com/opensource. One of them is Tile Server GL, which is like the Node.js server for running your own map. We have also Tile Server PHP, which is a simple script which you put on your PHP server, put a map next to it, and you have it. You have the map. OSM names. This is the geocoding service. based on the data from OpenStreetMap. The interesting thing, the ranking is partially done, well, of course, it's done by bounding box and so on, but the hierarchy is also based on the Wikipedia. It means like the more the place is searched on Wikipedia, the higher chances are that it will stay on the top here. WebGL Earth, as I said on the very beginning, our planet is a globe, so this is really like the 3D globe, which you can put into your web page. And APCG.io, this is the database of all the coordinate systems. You can find everything what you can ever heard of and probably never heard of. So yeah, as I said, check it out, maptile.com/openstars. Thank you.
Thanks, Yumi, for the interesting and informative talk. We will now ask for questions. We have, I think, 4 minutes. But before everybody else go, we would like to make an announcement that there's going to be a closing session in the main hall at 4.
Questions,
comments.
My question is about the feature of local projection in the OpenMap tile project. This feature is already available or not? Because I not see it.
Yeah, it's not available on the OpenMap tiles right now. The reason is, as I said, we will try to make it as simple as possible. And this is exactly the opposite. So right now we are thinking how to make it in a nice way. So it's not that we are hiding it, but if we just put it there, then it will make the whole process more complicated.
Okay.
So stay tuned.
More questions? Comments? Okay.
Vladimir.
Hi. Are you using the Geo package for store the map the vector tile in information, or you use the for store the real data? Yes, like the, I don't know, the shape file or the GeoJSON data in the Geo package, or you would you store the vector tile in the Geo package? I don't know. Explain me well or not? Yeah.
I'm not sure if I got the question correctly. Like, if we use the
use your package for serve vector tiles?
No. For serving vector tiles, we mostly use MB tiles.
Yeah.
That's like our format which we use most of the time. Okay. However, the problem with local coordinate system is that, or the problem with MB tiles is that it supports only Mercator. And therefore, for this specific use case, we switch to GeoPackage.
Okay. Use GeoPackage directly, like normal GeoPackage, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Hi, thanks for the wonderful talk. Okay, so my question is, with the pre-rendered tiles, can we use the customized styling what is offered on OpenMap tile?
Yes. It can be used.
It can be
used. Yep. You only need to change the... where exactly? On the Meta Cloud or for your own? Yeah, there is no problem. If you want to use it on the Meta Cloud, you need to download it, then change the source, and then upload it again. is we will work on it, so it will be easier, of course, easier in the future, but right now it's a workaround because we want to make it in a nice way. And yeah, it takes some time to really like think about it, how to do it properly.
If I have to make a custom style, then I'll have to use your application then to make a custom style.
No, you can create it yourself. It's like you can write it from the scratch. You can use some edit tools, or you can use one of the one which are prepared.
Cool. Thanks.
Thanks, everyone.